Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers. Each week, you'll hear how they navigate these fulfilling and challenging roles, how they make art and mother their children. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and now podcast host. I hope these interviews inspire and encourage you on your own journey as an artist and mother. Thanks for listening. I'm so pleased to share information about our sponsor for this episode, Globe Inn. Globe Inn is a monthly subscription of fair trade goods from all around the world. They provide beautiful, inspiring artisan boxes that are shipped right to your door. And these actually contain a curated collection of handmade items for your home. These items can include everything from Moroccan ceramics to hand-woven Mexican baskets, tea, coffee, or other little food items and goodies. I loved the cozy box that I got. It had a gorgeous hand-painted mug, and my kids and I shared some hot chocolate. It was just such a great treat. So you can actually take $20 off your first box for any 3-month subscription, which is 50% off your first box, using promo code ARTISTMOTHER, all caps, ARTISTMOTHER. So the special thing about this company, Globe Inn, is that every purchase supports artisans in remote communities. Globe Inn is a verified member of the Fair Trade Federation, which means they pay artisans a reliable wage which covers all their basic needs. Every product is connected to powerful stories of the artisans who created them. And you can read all about these stories in a little booklet that comes with your box every month. It was a lot of fun to read through that with my kids. Every month, Globe Inn has 4 to 5 brand new box themes that you choose as your monthly selection. They also make available any of their previous bestsellers, or you can actually be surprised. You can select that option where they send whatever they choose for you, and it's kind of fun to see what you get. Everything is good, so it doesn't really matter. You also have the option of customizing your subscription box. You can select redeem and put your box credit towards individual fair trade goods that are on sale in the monthly add-on section. Every month, Globe Inn also has an artisan fund where they raise money for one of the artisan groups they partner with for programs they request, like education or different building projects. Globe Inn has a really active community of like-minded women on Facebook. You can go find this group called Maven's Community, which has over 10,000 members. Certainly, you can find someone you can connect with and talk about shopping ethically there. Globe Inn is a monthly subscription box which costs $40 a month. However, you can pay in advance for the year and it can come down to $33 a month. And don't forget, you can use the coupon ARTISTMOTHER, all caps, for $20 off your first box. You can skip a box or cancel anytime. So check out globein.com, GLOBEIN.com, to see this incredible company who are supporting artisan workers all across the globe. Their products are inspiring, beautiful, and, best part, ethical. They would make a great gift for a friend, a subscription for yourself to enjoy, or, guys, it's almost Mother's Day. It would be awesome if you used the Globe Inn subscription and your coupon to ship something to your mom. I bet she would absolutely love it. Thank you to Globe Inn for sponsoring this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. Hello, Artist Mother community. It is such a joy to share this episode with you today, knowing you guys are about to celebrate your journey as a mother and your own mother this weekend. I hope you get a good balance of time to yourself, maybe time where you can grab a cup of something warm like tea or coffee and sit and listen to this episode. That's how I would like to think about you guys enjoying your weekend. But I certainly hope you also have lots of times with your loved ones and the people who love you. So before we dig into this episode, I wanted to share a bit about my own mom and how she influences my art practice. My mom's name is Sherry, and while she's not an artist, she has always been a mother who has supported whatever I wanted to do, even when she didn't really understand or couldn't always relate or appreciate my work. She's always been open to my ideas. Start a podcast? I don't really know what a podcast is, but sure. go get your MFA, fly to New York City to go see some art, spend all day Saturday painting. Sounds great, Kaylin. How can I help? Both of my parents have gone to every art show that they were able to. And they don't really ask a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of conversations about my work. But they are people of action who have always supported me in tangible ways. Both me and my sister have been so grateful for this. My mom has been greatly involved in the Artist Mother podcast community, kind of in more behind-the-scenes ways. I was able to pay her to be my assistant at our 2019 retreat, and she showed up there. Many of you who came can relate to that. I know some of you really enjoyed getting to know her, but she helped me prep the spaces for all the women who came. She put out the food. She did just so much serving the whole weekend, and it was just so wonderful to have her there. She really does so much for me. It's kind of hard to sum it up. Mom, I'm so grateful for you and I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day. So I wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who submitted stories about their moms. You're going to hear some really good and interesting things ahead. There are some reflections about some major loss, some struggles, and some heartache, as well as lots of talks about joy, supportive parents, and inspiring moms. I am just honored to share these voices in this episode from women in our community who have had something to say about their mother. So happy Mother's Day to all of you listening. I love you guys so much, and I hope you have a great weekend celebrating wherever you are.
Hey, my name is Allison Elizabeth Keener, and my Instagram handle is at Ms. Keener. That's M-Z Keener. And I have one almost three-year-old, and the kind of art that I make is mixed media collage assemblage. I also do drawings and paintings and make books. I was a general fine arts major, so, you know, I do it all a little bit. My relationship with my mother definitely has influenced my art in the sense that I work with objects that I collect and find. And hopefully my mom's not hearing this, but she's kind of a hoarder. And so growing up, we played outside a lot and used our imaginations a lot. And she saved a lot of things, especially old things. And I love to work with old, aged-looking objects. And so I know that my mom's propensities towards saving and collecting and storing definitely influences the work that I make now. I think having a mom who was like that definitely allowed me the freedom to do the same thing without guilt. But also I am cautious so that I don't oversave or over hoard my art objects. I also think that my parents really fostered a sense of creativity in us. They both had an artistic inclination and really just encouraged us to pretend and play and be creative and make things. Like, I remember one time I picked a bunch of dandelions and soaked them and then soaked some white yarn in there to dye them. And my mom related that to something in one of the American Girl books. And so there was also like this love of history and reading that fostered that sense of creativity as well. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I see myself doing that with my son as well. As I look at our kitchen table that's full of stones and walnut shells and rocks that he's collected at the park. So I guess we pass it down.
Hi, everyone. My name is Poonam. My IG handle is Art by Poonam. I have two kids, a 6.5-year-old and a nearly 3-year-old. And the type of art I make is all based around the skies and the healing, soothing nature of the sky. My work is inspired by Kenya, where I was born and raised. I live in London now, and I miss home so much that I paint the skies to remind me of the beauty that I had surrounding me every single day. I wanted to talk to you about my mom. I was actually raised by both my grandmother and my mother, my paternal grandmother. and it was a great balance. I had my grandmother teach me about empathy, compassion, love, and giving without expecting anything in return. And I had my mother teach me about resilience, strength, being strong in the face of adversity, having discipline, and learning to push through fear, my fears. And they balanced each other out really well. My mom supported my art thoroughly. I mean, I remember when I was at school, I had to do a still life painting for one of my exams. And she drove me around to almost 7 different people's houses to find the exact type of cutlery and crockery that I wanted to feature in my still life. She called round all my aunts and uncles and so many of our relatives to see if they had the exact sort of color scheme that I was going for. And she always made sure that I had all the relevant art supplies I needed. It didn't matter when it was, she'd drive me to wherever I needed to go and pick them up. And she's always spurned that love in me and that passion in me for painting. Even now, when I've come back to painting after so many years without it, she constantly asks me about it. She's always asking me what painting I'm going to do next and what I'm focusing on. And she always wants to know what painting I'm going to be sending her next and what I'm inspired by. So I know that not a lot of people have that, and I feel very blessed to have so much support and so much love in my life to give, so that I'm able to give that love when I'm painting. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope to hear lots of other stories about motherhood and how your mom's influenced you. Take care. Bye.
My name is Lupita Carrasco. My Instagram handle is carrascoface.artist. I am a mother of 7 children. My youngest is 4 months, and then the rest of my children are 5, 6, 9, 11, 19, and 25. I paint what I know. Usually that's my family and the landscapes that surround me. I paint prayers. I primarily paint in oils, but I also paint in watercolor and do a lot of drawing. I grew up as an only child raised by a mom who suffered from schizoaffective disorder. As a little girl, I used art to try and escape her madness, and there was a lot of it. At 24, I became her caregiver, and she moved in with myself and my husband, and we've been taking care of her ever since, so it's been like 18 years now. As an adult, my relationship with my mom influences much of how I process my life experience through art, but also it affects the time constraints that she adds to making art while raising a large family. I have to work on everything very quickly because there's so little time. Caring for a parent when you're an adult and they're mentally ill can often make you feel like you're a teenager about to get in trouble because they're always there and observing everything you do. A lot of the times she'll complain about what I'm painting and criticize me. So yeah, those are my experiences.
My name is Anna Wallace. My Instagram handle is Anna Wallace Made. I do not currently have any living children. I recently miscarried my first pregnancy and am currently trying to conceive again. My artistic background is in functional and sculptural ceramics, but my current work is primarily textile-based. I use quilting, weaving, and other slow, methodical processes to share my own stories and to connect with women today and through history. My switch into textiles was completely informed by my mother. When I was a child, my mother, Roberta Wallace, who is also an artist, and I would do sewing projects together. A few years ago, I started making work about my desire to be a mother. Since I was not yet a mother, I turned to my relationship with my own for inspiration. I began working with the textiles that we collected together over the past 2 decades and half-finished projects that we had made together. These materials already had multiple histories layered in them, from their production to previous owners to our own mother-daughter projects, and then to my own current work. I have found that these fibers work both literally and metaphorically. Elizabeth Barrett Browning refers to this electric chain of feeling in her book Aurora Leigh, and I feel like it's that electric chain of feeling that connects women throughout history, and that especially connects mothers to their children. I know this as a woman and as a daughter, and I hope to experience it one day as a mother.
Hello, Artist Mother community. My name is Jenny Johnston. My Instagram handle is Jenny Johnston Artist. I have 2 sons, aged 9 and 12, and I make mixed media quilts in British Columbia, Canada. My mother is a very creative, hardworking, and nurturing person. Her ability to support my dreams and interests, despite their divergence from her own desires, gave me the strength and courage to pursue my own unique path. Her mothering example profoundly affects my own style of mothering, of being a woman, and of being an artist. She gave me roots and wings. She is my biggest fan and taught me how to and how not to navigate the bumpy road of mothering and pursuing a career at the same time. She's not a perfect person, and I have come to understand as I have aged that that is not what I ever needed, to have a perfect person as my mother, but to have her showing me how to fail, also showing me how to persevere in spite of all of the obstacles that are thrown in our way in society in terms of being there for ourselves and pursuing our dreams, but also including in those dreams the raising of our children. So she is, to me, just a shining example. And I feel so grateful to have her in my corner and to know that she provided me with all the foundational steps that I needed to get to where I am today. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Sarah. On Instagram, I'm Sarah's Art House. That's Sarah with no H. Sarah's underscore art underscore house. And I have 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl, 18, 17, and 14 years old. And I just love their ages and their stages. It just gets better every year, and they make me laugh every day. So I love to do needle felting, and I also paint acrylic on canvas, and then I do some watercolor. Basically, just love painting flowers or needle felting flowers or little plants. I love to do inspirational sayings and just basically uplifting, fun, colorful. I used to be a kindergarten teacher, so that I think influences my art as well. But just thinking about my mom and the influence she's had on my art practice, she's just been everything. She's such an inspiration to me. Our ancestors are from Scandinavia, so you can just really see that in the way that her and my dad set up our house, just cozy, candles, lamps everywhere, floral wallpaper on the wall. And I just grew up seeing her constantly being creative, whether she was sewing or painting or wallpapering or gardening, just beautiful flowers. And then just the way we related, you know, she would take time to teach me how to sew, and she would let me use every, you know, single craft tool that she had. And then just she let me pound holes all over my bedroom wall, trying to decorate and doing whatever I wanted. And so I'm just so thankful for her. She's such an inspiration. She's in her 70s now and still the same thing, making jam and making pickles and quilting and gardening and buying new flowers to try different varieties. So I just wow, what an influence a mom can have on their kid's life, and just the power you have to influence your kid and to give them just maybe the tools to find out how to do stuff or, oh, in the library. She would take me to the library all the time. So that is such a huge part of my art practice, going to the library and finding books about different types of art and artists. And so I'm just really thankful for her and her influence, and just really excited to see my kids creating and the things that they're doing. So thank you so much, Kaylin. I just love, love, love your podcast, and you're an inspiration too.
My name is Beth Welch. My Instagram handle is at Beth Welch Studio, and I have one son who is 2 years old. I am primarily making drawings of mothers and their children on layers of vellum, addressing memory, my own struggle with my mom's journey with dementia, and how to navigate motherhood with a parent who is absent mentally. My relationship with my mom has been a fundamental undercurrent of everything that I make. Man, when I was younger, from trying to help her lose weight to remembering now as an adult what it was like to hug her when she could wrap me in her arms. Man, my mom is all around my artwork. She's in every single line that I draw. It's how I can remember the impact she had on my life is through making the work that I'm currently working on. And it's also how I want to impact my own child, emulating this love that she always showed me. I remember when I was little, my mom and dad used to say, "I love you no hands," which means without limits. And I feel like this has been a cornerstone on which I've built my parenting as well as my art practice. I have to love them both, from the highs and the lows of both, and the struggles and the raw emotion that comes with being an artist and a mother. From the sacrifice of time and body, you have to love them all without limits. And without my mom to teach me how to love like that, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. So, love you, Mom, and love all you mamas out there. Thanks, Kaylin, for everything that you do. Take care.
Hi, friends. This is Kirsten Sparenborg-Brinton. My Instagram handle is at Turn of the Centuries. I have two little boys, ages 2 and 5, and I make what I call architectural map drawings. I'm trained as an architect, and I'm using pretty common representational methods for site analysis for architects. Plans, maps, views, perspectives, sketches, to make a work of art, an art map, is what I call them, to honor and commemorate the special places where we've made memories. I do this by commission. I've been running this art business for about 10 years now, but during quarantine, I'm having a kind of a creative burst and doing some of my own projects, drawing mountains and revisiting a whole 20 years worth of travel sketches, which has been amazing. So I'm working now more than ever, and my mother is a key to my ability to do that. And I'm so grateful to her. Our relationship has always been one where I feel like I need to measure up, don't want to disappoint her, because I feel that disappointment so acutely. Not because she's expects too much, but it just hurts to think that I've disappointed her. I remember in high school, I was considering art in college for a hot second, and she said something like, comparing it to underwater basket weaving. Or maybe that was my dad. I don't remember, but she's not an artist. She does not like embrace the artistic lifestyle. And so in doing this running art business that's so important to me, I do feel like I am not garnering her approval. But I did hear her say, "Good for you," when I went to the Artist Mother retreat, and I felt it. And I do see her calling my boys, or they call her, on FaceTime several times a week. And it is the cutest thing. They're in there right now while I'm in my studio working on a map of Mexico City. They are in the living room next door playing with their animal toys. She has invested in a collection of about 100 Schleich animal figurines. And they set up their scenes and they play animals, and they can do this for an hour or more. And it's the cutest thing. They love to play with Grandma. And she's so patient and will pretty much drop anything whenever they call. She's even learned about Paw Patrol, so she can go on Paw Patrol adventures with them when they had a phase in that. They carry the iPad around and bring her into their forts, and she probably can't even see them half the time. But she's so gracious to do this, and she does it because she loves them, and she does it because she loves and supports me. She knows that I'm needing this time to work, and I'm so grateful. She's awesome.
Hello, my name is Jane Randall Cleek, and I am a painter based in Madison, Mississippi. I'm a mother of four children, ages ranging from 6 years old all the way down to 8 months old. And you can find me on Instagram at janesweetjane.studio. First of all, thank you guys so much for this podcast, as it truly is encouraging and inspiring in the moments that I seem to need it the most as a mother artist. When I saw this prompt for how your mother influences your work, I felt very compelled to submit. About 4 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and a little over 2 years ago, that same cancer took her life. She was my best friend and my greatest encourager. At the time of her diagnosis, I wasn't painting much other than pet portraits here and there, and I certainly wasn't challenging myself to try new things. 3 weeks after she passed away, our third child was born. The next few months following her death seemed so dark and heavy, yet also so bright with this beautiful new life. The conflict of these emotions were so heavy for me at times. I was not only mourning, but also taking care of a newborn. And I needed something that was an outlet just for me. So with the encouragement of my husband, I returned to painting to release the sorrow I felt from her absence. I realized how fear of failure and fear of not being a good mother had kept me from painting in the ways that I had always dreamt. And ironically, painting made me a better mother. While I'm still on the path of discovering my artistic voice, I can say that without my mother's presence and loss in my life, I would never have taken the steps to creating and developing a true art practice. Her death taught me so much, but most of all, it taught me that I have this one life to live, and I must truly overcome any fears of failure, pursue my passions, and leave these lessons as a legacy to my own children. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity to share how my mother has influenced my art practice.
My name is Frances Marin Lopez, and my Instagram name is at Frances Marin. I have a 6.5-month-old son. I'm an artist working mostly in water media lately, watercolor and gouache, and I focus a lot on nature in my work. My mom influenced my art greatly. She took me to an art exhibit in San Francisco to see Vermeer when I was young, and at that show, the museum had another room with other artists, and it had a couple of pieces by Georgia O'Keeffe, and that just kind of like blew my mind at the time. She always encouraged me with art and bought me my first watercolor set when I was maybe 8 or 10 years old.
My name is Victoria Smits. My Instagram is Victoria L. Smits. I have four children. My oldest son is 26. I have a daughter who's 23, a stepson who's 23, and my youngest son, who is a surprise, is 9. My art is interdisciplinary in nature. I work up with a lot of materials that I find in my home. My work relates to that subject matter of being a female and currently being home, and how especially my role has changed since I stopped teaching once I had my youngest child. I use a lot of materials that are found objects, and most recently that would probably be dryer lint and dryer sheets. I've explored things with sculpture, with photography, with a lot of mixed media kinds of things, both in collage and larger works as well. My relationship with my mother probably has a twofold component influence on my art practice. She would not call herself an artist at all, and I would have to agree with her. But at the same time, she was very pragmatic when she approached creative work. So she would, for example, sew a lot. She knit out of just sheer need. She was not concerned with results per se, but more or less concerned with producing a product for a purpose. So very much about function. And because those items were around quite a bit when I was growing up, that sort of fed my creative nature, that stuff that she would leave around that I was able to play with. Now as an artist, I think she, despite the fact that we have that difference in terms of how we look at being creative, she is the one person who, no matter what, when I show her my work and run things by her, is honest in a beautiful, brutal way sometimes, but so, so supportive, and will always, always be the first person to tell me I can do something that I want to do. And for that reason, I am forever thankful.
Hi, everyone. This is Stephanie Stark. My IG handle is at Stephanie Stark Art, and Stephanie is spelled with an F, not a PH. I have two kids, and I'm an abstract painter, and I often paint abstract flowers. My mother loved art and studied art history in college, and she took me to museums when I was a girl. She also loved fresh flowers and arranged them regularly in her kitchen. I watched and helped, and she always made sure that there was an arrangement on our front hall table and in our den. I didn't love flowers then as much as I do now, but I get an incredible amount of inspiration from their beauty, delicacy, fragility, color, and shapes. And of course, they remind me of my mother. She died about 12 years ago when my kids were 1 and 4. And about a year after that, I needed to take care of myself and went away on my own to a wellness spa that my mother had taken me to years before. There in a meditation class, the teacher asked us to write down what we really wanted to do in our hearts if anything was possible. And I wrote down paint and buy an easel and paints. The teacher collected my paper and sent it to me 6 months later. And then I did buy an easel and put it together, and it collected dust for 7 years before I started to paint. I finally started painting a little over 3 years ago, and now I find that I channel my mother often through my art. I feel that there is a spiritual connection at times that I have with her, even though she never saw me paint and, of course, has never seen my paintings. About a year ago, on the anniversary of her death, I had a really hard day feeling all the grief, and finally I went to paint. I had no plan and just sort of let loose on the canvas, not thinking about what I was doing and trying to just let my emotions out. Later, I posted that painting, and somebody commented and told me that her favorite part was in the lower left corner where it said, "I love you." I didn't know what she was talking about, so went and looked at the painting and saw that there were two red marks that kind of formed a heart, and
on the diagonal on either side, there was a white mark that looked like an eye, and then on the other side, a white mark that kind of looked like the letter U.
From that point on, I believed that I could, in essence, channel my mother through my painting and somehow feel, and of course hope, that she is able to know that I'm an artist and that she appreciates my work.
Hi, my name is Maya Merlin. I am a mother of one daughter, and my Instagram handle is Maya at mayamerlin.com. My art is a figurative, representational art that's mostly autobiographical. And since the birth of my daughter, which has been 15 years now, it's mostly featured her as someone who's changed my life and all the ways that it's connected me to my own childhood, that I project on her, that I see the world through her eyes, and all the ways that being a mom challenges you, kind of cracks you open and connects you to what matters and to your senses more fully. My connection to my mom in my work happened most strikingly after she was killed a couple years ago in an accident, in a crash rather, where she was the pedestrian who was hit by a car. And it was so tragic and sudden that one of my instincts was to turn to a painting to paint her as a way of being with her some more, as a way of kind of going over the subtleties of her face and her appearance to kind of get sort of give her reverence and to kind of recall fully all the things that she was and all the things that she offered. And it kind of fascinates me how I didn't see all of it, not fully, until she was gone. And it's really brought up for me this idea of how invisible mother's work can be, and yet so crucial. Even things like her softness, this sort of yielding that she was so good at, that sometimes even frustrated me. I realize how much it was sustained me and nurtured me and gave me. So I practiced kind of being connected to all that through painting her.
Hi, I'm Tiana Traffis. I make art, mostly painting and drawing and sometimes sculpture or wheat-based street art. My relationship with my mom can be sort of complicated sometimes, and sometimes manipulative and hurtful and complicated. And then that obviously influences my daughter, who is going to be 7 soon. And the older she gets, I think the harder that's going to be for me to try to navigate. So that really does influence my art practice, especially when I'm making work about being a mother myself. It's my reflecting on how to mother my daughter and my relationship with my mother from the past up until right now, or what happened last time I saw her or whatever. It's all present in the work. And oftentimes I'm making work directly about that. And it's always on my mind of how to mother my daughter in a different way and how not to pass down certain habits and traumas and things that I've inherited from my mother, and how I have to simultaneously heal myself of certain wounds while those the things that trigger those wounds are happening in the present moment with my daughter. So I've made lots of art about that, some paintings and drawings, especially in a series that I'm working on about motherhood and my experience of motherhood. And something too that I work on a lot is sort of about matriarchal lineages and ancient cultures that were more goddess worshiping, and the symbolism was about feminine power, and that is also really present in my work. And it's very important to me to include those things because I think it sort of does have a healing, it's a healing balm in a way to some of the things I experience with my mother or have experienced with my mother. And something that I like to carry with me is that even though my maternal lineage might be kind of complicated sometimes, there is something really beautiful about the fact that when I was pregnant with my daughter, the egg that she came from developed in me as a fetus when I was only 4 months old. So when my mother was pregnant with me, the egg that my daughter came from was also present within my mother and her grandmother. And that's true going back throughout time from this female lineage. And that's so beautiful. And I think that's such a gift to know that. And so that knowledge is sort of ever present in my work indirectly.
Hi, my name is Michelle Gallagher. My Instagram handle is at mgallagherartwork. I am an Irish artist living in Germany in a little village between Düsseldorf and Duisburg. I have three children, a 14-year-old boy, a 12-year-old girl, and an 8-year-old boy. My practice encompasses ceramics, drawing, and printing. My work is inspired by mother or women and the balance between career and domestic. From the prompt, my mother and I have a good relationship. She finds some of my work a little weird, but where would we be without her mother's honesty? She's definitely influenced my work, as have the women of her generation. During the 1960s, when my mother married in Ireland, a woman had to give up her job, and that loss of her independence has influenced my work. Women of that generation were forced into the domestic. I am grateful that my mother encouraged my sisters and I to do whatever we wanted and was always there for us through all of the decisions, whether she agreed with them or not, from all the bad haircuts to all the relationships to all the traveling and everything else. Yeah, she has definitely influenced me. Bye. Thank you.
Hi, this is Alicia McCurdy-Holzman. On Instagram, I can be found at ARMcCurdy. I am the mother of one almost three-year-old, Ida, and I am a sculptural installation artist with a lot of natural materials and textile-based work as well. Familial relationships are always an undercurrent to my work. Sometimes it quietly persists below the surface. Other times that wave kind of builds, crests, and crashes in other instances. And this is most evident in my early work from undergrad and my 1 year master's program almost 12 years ago now. When starting out, and I think a lot of artists, we're just trying to situate ourselves, and that definitely continues to this day. And the best way for me to do that at the time was to think about where does my creative instinct come from. For me, that was my mom. She grew up one of eight siblings, one brother and six sisters, all creators in their own right, in every imaginable capacity, baking, cooking, sewing, gardening, stained glass, the list goes on. But I was kind of the first, I hate to say this, but like capital A artist who went to school to study art and dedicate my life to that. particularly in my life, my mom, she always made like hand-sewn dolls and little clothing for the dolls. She did embroidery and cross-stitch. She made our Halloween costumes, birthday cakes, just did a lot of those things around us, but never sat down and showing me or my brothers like exactly how to sew or how to do cross stitch or anything like that. And it wasn't until I got to school that I was like, wait, where does all of this come from? And I started to think back to what she was doing around us and then kind of learning more from observation. And then finally, when I was in an undergrad and I really wanted to go down this path of being an artist and situating myself, I borrowed her Kenmore sewing machine and I raided her fabric stash to the extent I'm not sure she really knows even today, and family photos, and I got to work. And still today, you'll find a lot of calico quilt patterns, sewing and embroidery in my work. They're really essential. And now as a mother, I'm thinking about what my daughter's relationship to growing up the child of an artist might be. And that's just now, and I'm continuing the tradition of making Halloween costumes and thinking about that, our relationship in artwork, and that just kind of adds another layer of mothering to the palimpsest that we're all living in.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.